The Woman in Our House by Andrew Hart, performed by Marietta De Prima and George Newbern.
I always thought of happiness as something yet to come, a goal or target I might reach, or that might reach me. When all the wrinkles of the present were smoothed out, the loops of absence closed, so that contentment would blossom through my life like spring in a cold place. Till then, happiness was always just around the corner, out of reach and endlessly deferred as a necessary condition of ordinary life. Which is not to say I was unhappy, just that I was still waiting for real happiness, looking for it like a woman standing by the shore of a wide gray sea, waiting for a glimpse of distant sails on the horizon. Stupid, perhaps, but it felt real. Wet and cold as that great sea, though I knew it was also just a habit of thought, familiar as the crib where my daughter sleeps, its sugar maple rail smooth beneath my fingers. I waited for happiness like I waited for dawn on the long restless nights after Grace was born, knowing that before it came, she would wake hungry and crying, and I would have to get up to feed her in the dark. Then came the solar eclipse, August 21st, 2017, and it changed my life. I didn't know it at the time, of course. I had dutifully purchased the eclipse-watching glasses, making sure they were rated ISO 12312-2 as advised in the Charlotte Observer, and had tried to make it feel like an event for Veronica, our eldest. But I had begun to find the country's swelling obsession with the thing a bit baffling. When I learned that even with something close to 98% of what the radio announcers were calling totality, it still wouldn't actually get dark where I was, my enthusiasm took another hit. The day of the event, I almost forgot about it. Veronica, who had been sulking over how much of my attention Grace had been getting, lay on her bed and fell asleep, a few feet from her finally silent sister. I stood in the doorway watching them sleep, wondering how to use this unexpected break in the middle of the day, and was suddenly struck by how dim the room had gotten. Curiously, the sky beyond the curtains still looked bright and blue, but indoors, it felt like evening. I went downstairs, absently picking up the flimsy cardboard glasses with the black lenses for which I had paid an outrageous $20 each, and stepped outside.